Well, we've got all this nonsense about a plane in Ukraine now instead of Malaysia this time. And they're saying it was shot down and some people are blaming the Russians. And I'll just say this. Planes fall sometimes. That happened a lot in the 70s and 80s in the US. And that especially happens today, especially if they're aircraft from third world countries like Malaysia. Sometimes they just crash. They don't need missiles to knock them out of the air. But to blame a shoot down on Russia, just assuming there's evidence of a shoot down for now, what gain is there for Russia to shoot down a commercial airliner over Ukraine? What did they get out of that? There's no motive for that, and there's no evidence for that. Kiev, on the other hand, has been using tanks and artillery and police to attack East Ukraine. So shooting down a plane, they've been using aircraft as well. It's much more likely something they would have done to try to blame on the Russians rather than the other way around. Russia doesn't gain anything by shooting down a commercial airliner. But the conspiratards are back again. I've heard over and over, and this is a lie parroted by Melonhead Alex Jones, of course, and that's the conspiracy theory that Vladimir Putin bombed Russia, bombed a bunch of apartments in 1999, in order to start a war and create his own rise to power. Which is funny, he's not in power yet, but it's for his rise to power, whatever. There are a number of things wrong with that. First of all, Yeltsin was in charge, and Yeltsin is who ordered the invasion of Chechnya. Secondly, they didn't have to bomb themselves to start a war, because the war had already started 5 months before the bombing happened, and it was a full-scale war using M90 tanks, artillery, planes, and everything else. The bombing also occurred simultaneously with the Chechens' second wave of the invasion. Furthermore, their militant commander Ibn al-Khattab announced that they were going to have reprisals in various places across Russia on September 2nd, just weeks before the bombing. So it wasn't to start a war because the war had already started 5 months ago. It wasn't Putin's plan to invade, it was Yeltsin's. But what makes it suspicious and what's hard for people is that there was later another fake bombing, which the FSB says is a drill, and the conspiracy theorists say, no, it was a real bomb and you just got caught. And this is where the story starts to break down. They're saying, oh, they're only saying it was a drill, but actually it was really a bomb. Because, you know, you have to blow up more apartments after you've already had one blow up to, what, continue to start a war that had already been started? Still, again, no motive, no evidence. Doesn't even fit with common sense, but this is what they say, so. But the information we're getting are from local police, and what happened was Litvinenko, the guy who OD'd on polonium poisoning in the UK, who worked for the exiled Russian oligarch Boris Berezovsky, who had been exiled because he's an absolute criminal and murderer in Russia from Sidnef and everything else. You should read the book Godfather of the Kremlin if you haven't. Learn about the oligarchs a little bit. But he was outed by Putin, and his boy Litvinenko, who was also ousted because he was a mobster, and their protectorate, Yegor Gaidor, the prime minister, was gone and Putin was in. So they started spreading rumors that the cops found real bombs. And they said the police chief announced that he found a real bomb, even though the FSS directors, Nikolai Patrushev, announced that the Razon was actually a training exercise, and they tested the bomb and the bombing material, and it really was sacks of sugar. However, Litvinenko and his cronies, the oligarchs, continued to peddle this lie that they were real bombs and it was a false flag to start a war that had already started with Chechnya and raise Putin to power. And Alex Jones said it over and over again. And Wikipedia even says, remember, Wikipedia can be edited by any idiot out there, but Wikipedia says that the police chief said he found real bombs. However, the police chief didn't say that. David Satter said that the police chief said that. Who's David Satter? David Satter works for the Weekly Standard, a writer for Robert Kagan's PNAC group. You know, the folks who sold us all the lies about the second Iraq war. Robert Kagan's wife, by the way, is Victoria Nuland, who admitted on tape, unrecorded phone calls, how they had financed, way back in December, militants and neo-Nazis to fight on their side of their puppet-installed new regime in Ukraine. Putin didn't need to do that to rise to power. He was already the prime minister. And David Satter, furthermore, got caught in plagiarism. He was ripping off from a man named Bernstein, Jonas Bernstein in the Eurasia Daily Monitor, published by the Jamestown Foundation, completely stealing whole paragraphs over and over again, and the Weekly Standard had to issue an apology for it. So he's a plagiarist and a liar, and he's saying that the police chief said something that he himself went to a press conference and denied. You have all the investigations, the court case, etc., denying it. There is no motive to bomb yourself when you've already been bombed. There's no motive for the first bombing when the war had already started. And there's no evidence for any of it. Litvinenko's a known liar. He ended up dying of polonium poison. And Boris Berezovsky tried to blame that on Putin too. It wasn't the first time he had done that. You should see the report linked below where he cites conspiracy theories to cover up his own criminal activities. That was a horrible excuse and explanation for why someone even had polonium and how they could have died of it, was to say, oh, it's KGB, it was the Russians. Because if you don't scare people, you have to explain, well, why does he have this stuff? And how did he get it? Where did he get it? And what for? And how come there's traces of it all over Boris Berezovsky's own offices and planes going back and forth to Israel? So instead, once you have the Israelis involved, whitewashed in the media, you're not going to hear that. They've killed 40% of their victims right now in Gaza or children. You're never going to see that in the news. Never. Not everything is a conspiracy, folks. And I'm not a fan of Vladimir Putin, and I don't generally agree with what the Russian government or any government does. But they didn't bomb themselves to start a war with Chechnya. Chechnya had already started the war back in August, and the bombings were at the end of September. So, there's just no way around it. It's like saying Fukushima killed the starfish when they were dying back in 2008, and Fukushima was in March of 2011. Use your common sense. You get so scared and excited and in a panic mode when somebody tells you this kind of crap that I fear a lot of people don't take a few minutes, maybe even seconds, to go look and go, oh, the war had already begun. That's that. Oh, and Yeltsin did it too. It wasn't Putin. I mean, it's real simple. That's not very hard. Come on, people. You can do better than that. And don't ever believe anything written in the Weekly Standard. I don't know how that publication is still around.